The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Big 7 action here on KMZA. Jared Sluppy alongside Logan Bitterman. Got a good one here for this girls' game. We have the number 4 team in the state according to the newest polls that came out this afternoon. The Nemaha Central Thunder, who come into this one 5-0 on the regular season, 3-0 in league play, as they're here in Sabetha to take on the Blue Jays, who are 3-2 overall and 2-1 in league play. And Logan, this is a big matchup here early on in the season.
Yeah, the biggest thing, obviously, about this matchup is it's the rivalry. That's the biggest key in this one. It doesn't seem like it really matters when it comes to records. One team could have to be having a bad year, the other team doing really good. Both teams really good, both teams really down. They are going to come out here and they're going to play probably their best games so far this season. Obviously, we still have the entire second half of the year to go after the Christmas break here. But going into the break, this is surely going to be their best games coming into this one. Here tonight.
Absolutely, with these two teams that are doing pretty good so far in the season. Nemaha Central, I mean, out of their 5 games, as mentioned, they've won all of them. Their average margin of victory, 20.6 on the young season. They're led by Addie Oldhouse, number 15. She is a stud.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is going to be to see what Sabetha decides to do, obviously. Nemaha Central probably had a little bit more height on the girls' side this year. Sabetha's tallest girl that they're going to start is 5'9", so you don't really have the height necessarily. That was like a good example against Riverside. Nobody to really go one-on-one with Taylor Weiser inside, but Sabetha plays a tremendous zone defense. That 2-3 zone has just been Sabetha's bread and butter for pretty much every game that they've either won or come really close to. The biggest thing tonight is, yes, Nemaha Central's got Addie Holthouse. Sabetha, they got Mary Luker. Mary Luker gets going. This could be a really fun game to watch.
Yeah, that's
going to
be a matchup for sure. The two leading scorers that we just mentioned, Holthouse averaging 12.8 points per game and 8 boards per game as well, a part of her game that kind of gets underlooked. She's shooting 53.2% from the floor, and also she can pass it too. She averages 2.6 assists per game. As for Luker, she's averaging 15.4 points per game. She's not shooting quite as efficiently as Holthouse, but she is a stud all over the floor. She can get a rebound. She can go and get a nice pass and assist, and she also can get a steal for you on defense too. She's averaging 3.2 of those per game as well. Now, talk about Sabetha's depth, and this is kind of an interesting point because you have Nemaha Central. They have a few girls that can get 10-plus points a game. Sabetha, she's the only Blue Jay that averages more than 10 points a game.
Yeah, the biggest thing, though, for Sabetha's last couple games, we've seen it in the Sabetha girls. A lot of girls can hit from outside. Whether they can all be hot at the same time and keep it going throughout the entire game is a question mark. You know, against Riverside, Sabetha, the girls, they hit a team total of 7 three-pointers, and 5 of those came from a different girl each time. Only 2 of them came from the same one, and that was Mary Luker. But the Sabetha girls can get going from outside, and the biggest thing as well is going to be getting the boards. Who's going to win the battle of the boards here tonight? You're not going to have the second-chance opportunities. It's going to have to be very limited if you're going to want to come away with this win. It's going to be a big matchup. We're going to have to see what happens. It's going to be, again, battle of the boards and defense, and just which team can get off to a hotter start.
Set aside for a couple minutes here on 92.1 KMZA and on the Sabetha channel. Nemaha Central and Sabetha coming up next.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Omaha Central and Sabetha about to get underway here on KMZA and streaming online at MSCSports.net on the Sabetha channel. And this is going to be an interesting one because take a look at the Sabetha team as I'm alongside Logan Bitterman, Jared Selby with you. This is a Sabetha team that averages 14 points per second quarter, but they only average 12.6 points per second half. Yep. So them closing out games has been kind of an issue for them this year.
Yeah, and I've mentioned it. There's a little, maybe you don't really want to talk about it necessarily. Obviously, it's still a little early in the season, so you still have plenty of basketball to go. Just a little inconsistent, you know, trying to finish out games. You think about what the Sabetha girls have done. They played Royal Valley 2 weeks ago at Hoyt. They scored 32 points in the first half. They turn around the following Tuesday night and only score 40 in the entire game against Riverside. So, I mean, it's just, you know, you just got to slow things down. That's another thing. You don't want to go too fast because when you go too fast, you start making mistakes like turnovers, not getting great shots. Just kind of slow it down a little bit, find the open person. And the biggest thing is you got to try to work inside. Like I said, with the Sabetha girls team, they got several girls that can go from outside. You can get a great inbounds pass. And you either go up with the shot, gets out, or you kick it back out for a wide open three. Who knows? Anything's possible. And you think about the matchup between these two teams last year. A lot of the Sabetha girls, they played on this team last year against these guys. So they split in the regular season, and then Omaha Central only got them by one in Substate over in Seneca in the first round. So anything's possible. Both of these teams are going to be fired up to play this game tonight, and we're going to see you once more.
It should be a lot of fun. Let's take a look at these two teams by the numbers. For Omaha Central, they're averaging 49.2 points per game, allowing just 31.6. They shoot 46% from the floor and 25.5% from beyond the arc, but only 51% from the free throw line. As for Sabetha, they shoot just 30% as a team and 22% from beyond the arc and only 42% from the free throw line. They average 37 points per game, but their defense helps them out a lot as they give up just 33.4 points per game. This is kind of an interesting statistic here. They average a turnover margin of plus 1.8 per game, but their rebounding margin is minus 1.8 per game. You talk about boards, such a big issue for them.
Yeah, and like I said, it's going to come down to height, one, and two. Who's just going to be a little bit more physical without fouling? Obviously, you know, you can play physical without fouling and stay in the game, and that's how you're going to have to be. You're going to have to fight for the box out, and you're going to have to fight for the boards. You know, if you can create, obviously, either way, for Sabetha, you want to try to get maybe Omaha Central in a little bit of foul trouble. We see it a lot when these two teams play somebody like Addie Holthouse. She'll usually pick up three, maybe four fouls pretty early by the time, you know, midway in the fourth quarter. If Sabetha can get that tonight, that could be a factor. Obviously, you take her game away, what does Omaha Central do from there? We'll have to see what happens. But, yeah, the battle of the boards, again, that's going to be the biggest thing. And then obviously, for both teams, which team is going to have better shot percentages? You know, we'll get into it in the guys' game. Coach Scott Bruce with Sabetha, he looks at the percentages on the floor. Where is the best shot going to be? Obviously, closest to the basket is going to be better. Obviously, wide open shots are going to have a higher percentage to go in because you're wide open, you're not being rushed. So that's going to be the biggest thing is just slow down, take your time, find the open shot, or get a good look at the least.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. Starting off with the Blue Jays. First is the 5'7 senior McKenna Haverkamp. Then number 10, a 5'8 senior Mary Lukert. Number 15, a 5'8 senior, Hallie Scobie. Number 22, a 5'9 senior, Jessica Gruber. And number 30, a 5'9 senior, Penn Batchelor. As for Nemaha Central, number 12, a 5'9 senior, Ella Larkin. Number 14, a 5'6 sophomore, Hallie Holthouse. Number 15, a 5'10 senior, Addie Holthouse. Number 30, a 5'6 sophomore, Cammie Dollinghouse. And number 31, a 6-foot sophomore, Reagan Garrity. Take a look at some of those players that are going to be getting some points, but not necessarily leading scorers. So supporting cast, that was what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Ella Larkin for Nemaha Central is second on the team with 12 points per game, 7.2 boards as well, shooting 42% from the floor. Reagan Garrity, how about her field goal percentage? 72.2% for her on 11 points per game. And by the way, she also shoots 87% from the free throw line. As for Sabetha's supporting cast, Hallie Scobie, she averages 8 points and 2 boards a game and gets 2 steals per contest as well. And Jessica Gruber gets 5 points and 3 boards per game and shoots 33% from the field. There is the tip-off, and we're underway. Nemaha Central gets the ball first on the tip-off play. Dollinghouse almost was able to get up a shot underneath the basket, but instead, Sabetha falls into the 2-3 zone, and they get back. Good job by the Lady Jays. Far side wing, entry pass by Holthouse is faked. Now to the top of the key, near side wing, Dollinghouse, a sophomore. High post to low post, underneath the basket. Garrity can't get the shot to go. Rebound goes to the Blue Jays. Gruber on the board. First chance for the team in white. Pushing it up ahead, Lukert. Front baseline, shot up off the glass. No, doesn't use the glass. Haber can't miss it. Rebound to the Thunder. 30 seconds now gone in this opening quarter. Pass to the far side wing, partially tipped, but eventually does reach the hands of Dollinghouse. The top of the key. Here is Addie Holthouse with it. High post catch for Ella Larkin. She turns and squares. Pass far side. Take pass by Dollinghouse. Top of the key once again. Addie Holthouse with it once again. Near side wing. Now at the top of the key for Dollinghouse. She's continuing to work that Sabetha 2-3 zone. Driving baseline. Pulling up. 8-footer. Too strong for Addie Holthouse. And a jump ball between Dollinghouse and Scobie. Possession arrow belongs to Sabetha. 6:57 left to go. Opening quarter. We are still scoreless. Nemaha Central bringing some pressure in the backcourt. Get it across. It's pretty soft pressure. Batchelor brings it across. Past the top of the key. Signaling Lukert for Haberkamp to clear out. She pulls up off the dribble. That one left short on a long two. Rebound for Addie Holthouse. Thunder looking to push in transition. Crossover dribble to the middle. She lost the ball, but picking it up was her teammate. Ella Larkin fires. That one's no good. Left a little bit short. They're still scoreless. Lukert on the rebound. She brings up herself along the far side. Came from left to right across the timeline. Retreats to the logo. Looking for a screen. Gets it to the right side. Stops. Thought about popping. Instead, holds onto the ball. High post catch from Scobie. Far side wing. Three-pointer by Haberkamp. Left a little bit too strong. A rebound gathered in by Ella Larkin. And she'll give up her dribble. And finds her point guard, Hallie Holthouse. Brings up to her sister. High post catch for Larkin. Drive, kick, had an open look. Decides to hold on to it. High post catch again for Luker. High to low, partially tipped on the pass. And trying to save it with Sabetha's McKenna Haberkamp. So far, pretty defensive first quarter so far.
Yeah, both teams, you know, getting the ball inside, just the shots. Their defenses have been good so far. Obviously, we're only less than 2 minutes in. We'll see how it continues down the stretch.
Catch and drive baseline is Hallie Holthouse. Stopped underneath the basket. The top of the key for Larkin. And she'll give it up as Hallie Holthouse, the sophomore, resets. Cross-court pass, Dollinghouse near side to Addie Holthouse. Still looking for her first points of the game. Big pass by Dollinghouse. Dribbles into double team. Gets it back to Hallie Holthouse. To Addie to the near side. Three-pointer on the way. That one is good. And we have our first basket of the game. It's Addie Holthouse. For those who have been watching Nemaha Central girls basketball, not much of a surprise that she would get the first basket. She's been so good this season. Driving baseline side, looking for a lane, and scoring is Lukert. Mary Lukert, the 5'8 senior, on the board first for Sabetha. Dribbling into a double team is Hallie Holthouse. Good defense. Near half court. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. First substitution of the game is for the Thunder as Ellie Ruski comes in to give Addie Holthouse a quick breather. Dollinghouse, run point out of the inbound from the Blue Jay head. Gives it to the far side wing. Addie Holthouse gives it to Ruski. the near side wing. Dollinghouse has a lane to drive, pulls up, 5-footer, left it too strong, shot up and good on the miss is Reagan Garrity, gets her first basket of the day. Mentioned she averages 72% from the floor on 8 points. So it's 5-2 Nemaw Central here from Sabetha, 4.5 to go opening quarter. Here on KMZA and streaming live on the Sabetha channel, msdsports.net. Far side wing, Luker goes to the top of the key, now gives up to Haberkamp. Cross-court pass to the near side for Batchelor. Drives, pulls up 12-footer, good off the glass, and in. And Batchelor bangs it home. Good response by the Blue Jays, and Hallie Holthouse avoids, actually beg your pardon, that was Dollinghouse, lobs it to Holthouse. She makes the catch far side wing, firing off of the catch at Dollinghouse and missing everything, and Holthouse cannot save it from going out of bounds. It'll be Sabetha basketball. Continuing to play that good defense, Sabetha.
Yeah, you see it when they come down and they're in that zone, or even when they get the full court pressure, if you will, the help side getting rotated around. They're moving quick and they're finding their spots. Obviously, the three to Addie Holthouse, Nemaw Central, was just a little bit quicker passing the ball around the arc.
Luker missed off the dribble out of bounds, and it'll go to Nemaw Central. No passes that possession. Sure, Coach Bauman not too happy about that. Want to move the ball a little bit more. Hallie Holthouse with the catch. Gives to Luker from the high post. Drives right side and a little bit too much. That shot cleaned up by Hallie Scobie. Full court pass up ahead. Gruber streaking down the court. Can't get the layup to go. Rebound now to Nemaw Central's Ellie Larkin. She'll push it up herself. Off the miss from last possession. Gives it to Hallie Holthouse and the reset. Ruski thought about the three near side. Now gives it up to Dollinghouse. And back to Holthouse on the far side wing. In the corner, Larkin with the catch. Gives it up top of the key, now near side wing. Larkin getting against, again, that Sabetha 2-3 zone that's been rotating very well. Past the high post is deflected, loose on the floor, and stolen away by Gruber. And from her seat gets an outlet pass. They're able to get away with a steal. 2:55 left to go, first quarter. 5-4 Nemaw Central leading Sabetha. Big 7 matchup. Just a few days away from Christmas. Driving left side, pulling up, shot is off the mark to the right side of the rim. Luker can't get it to go. And it's going to be a jump ball on the rebound. Nemaw Central gets the possession arrow. So Nemaw Central, they've been getting catches inside the paint, but as you mentioned, they've been able to rotate and crash in on the ball when they need to.
Yeah, and the one thing you can see out of Nemaw Central when they do get inside, they're not, they know obviously all the girls that are out there defensively, but the two guards up top, they're getting there and they're kind of getting a hand on the ball. Maybe Nemaw Central just not aware that they're right behind them and able to almost steal the ball. And now we got a girl laying down on the floor here on the west end.
Zerisky missed the three, and in transition, Sabetha can't get the shot, but she's fouled, and we have an injured Thunder player, as Logan mentioned, and now looks like Coach Hilton is going to go check on her. We'll go and step aside for a quick 30 here on KMZA and the Sabetha channel on MSCSports.net.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
2:25 left to go. First quarter, Nemaw Central leading Sabetha 5-4. We have an injury on the court. Didn't quite make out what player it is, unfortunately. We'll have to keep an eye on it for now. But let's go and recap on what we've seen so far on it. What's been, as we kind of talked about, a lot of defense. There's been some shots that have been available, but haven't been able to capitalize on those.
Yeah, and obviously you talked about it, the three that Mary Luker missed down here on Sabetha's end of the floor. If your coach, Nate Bauman, you'd be fine with that to a point, obviously, if you're heavily guarded and you just throw it up like, you know. But if you trust your best player, if you've got a shot that she thinks she can hit, if she takes it, you got to kind of live with it if you're Coach Bauman or pretty much any coach of any team in the Big 7 League.
So it looks like the injured player is Anna Hermisch, the 5'7 junior for Nemaw Central. She came in briefly. She's sitting over on the bench.
And you don't want to speculate, obviously, what happened because we don't know. Sitting up here, I'm wondering if she didn't hit her head off the court because obviously she was going for the loose ball And you can see when she was laying down, she was kind of holding her head.
Yeah, that's what it looks like she is doing here. And by the way, that last foul against Nemaha Central was by Addie Holthouse, as that free throw is off the mark from Kenna Haverkamp. Get another one here and try to tie the game up 5-5, and she does. So we are all squared 5-5. With 2:25 remaining in the first quarter. Bellinghouse will bring it up for Nemaha Central, and we're back underway. Up ahead to Addie Holthouse in the post to Lukert, far side, a nice backdoor cut by Garrity, but she can't lay it in. Another opportunity for Lukert as she gets the offensive rebound, kicks it out to Addie Holthouse. Far side wing with it, cross-court pass to the near side for Dollinghouse, dribbles it off her own knee, and into the hands of Garrity. Pulling up mid-range jumper is short by Lukert, another offensive rebound. Another chance for Nemaha Central as Garrity dribbles it out to the perimeter. Ruski gives it the top of the key for Addie Holthouse. Ruski thought about the three, you know, drives and kicks. Dollinghouse has a pass go through her fingers and almost goes back court, but she saves it before it goes. High post catch by Garrity, kicks it out. Nice fake by Addie Holthouse. She pulls up after one dribble. Long two is no good. And a rebound for Hallie Scobie, and she can't rip the ball away from the defender, Lukert, and it's going to be a jump ball. Good job staying with it was Lukert, but Sabetha gets the ball with the possession arrow. 1:37 left to go, first quarter. Now checking in for Nemaha Central is Callie Honeyman, the 5'11 sophomore. And she will check in for Ella Larkin, the 5'9 senior. Back underway, Blue Jays, white on white. Nemaha Central, purple on purple with the blue accents. Dribbling to the right side, it was Lukert, and she dribbled it off her own leg, it looked like. Lost the handle out of bounds, that's going to be a turnover. Lukert's a bit of a rough day today for leading scorer for Sabetha. Averaging 15 a game so far tonight. Doesn't have a basket. No, correction. She does have a two-pointer. And a pass to the high post to Honeyman. It's going to be a jump ball. Good pressure by Sabetha. And it will stay with the Thunder. Holly Holthouse to inbound. Underneath the basket. To her sister, Addie. The top of the key. Cross-court pass. Far side corner. Driving baseline is Honeyman, and she's fouled. That one's going to go against Batchelor, her first, team's first as well. On the inbound, Honeyman to Ruski. Now near side is Hallie Holthouse. Dribbles to the corner, now gets it out of there. 1 minute left to go, opening quarter. Short corner catch on the near side, on top of the key. To the far side, Honeyman. The corner, Holthouse, about 13 feet out, gives it up to Garrity from the post. Kicks to the top of the key, driving to the right. Pull-up jumper is blocked. Good defense by Lukert. Come down with a rebound as well. Now in transition, 2-on-0 fast break. Shot up is good off the glass along the far side by Allie Scobie. That is her first basket of the day, and Sabetha has the lead 7-5. Near side wing catch for Honeyman. Got a full house. Sabetha bringing that pressure near half court, then falling into their zone with 20 seconds left. Honeyman. All the way to the low post shot by Garrity on a turnaround is no good. Left a little bit short. Rebound goes to Batchelor. Back come the Blue Jays. Far side wing catch. Now post entry. Shot up no good by Gruber. Loose ball on the rebound. Gruber trying to get it, but it's going to be Ruski that comes up with it with 5 seconds left. Cross half court, 3 seconds left. Dribbling to her right. She lost her step, and it goes out of bounds. But they're going to go ahead and say that is the end of the first quarter. 7-5, Sabetha leading Nemaha Central at home. Step aside for a minute here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming live on the Sabetha channel, MSCSports.net.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
End of one, Sabetha leading 7-5, and Logan, this is the time where Sabetha has shined so far this season, averaging 14 points per second quarter, so see if they can come out strongly like they normally do. They get the ball first, high post catch by Gruber to the top of the key, dribbling to her right is Scobie, all the way into the paint, shut up is no good over Larkin, and a rebound goes to the Thunder. Honeyman looking to push, cross-court pass, far side, through the hands of Hallie Holthouse, out of bounds. That's a turnover. So first quarter, what'd you think?
Obviously, you can see in the first quarter, biggest takeaways, obviously. Smith's defense, playing great, help side defense, transitioning really, really well when the ball moves around the arc. But the biggest thing, and you saw it, the way Smith was able to score, the fast break. Meanwhile, Central just not getting back quick enough, and Smith was able to take advantage of it.
Right, baseline, and foul or travel? It's going to be a travel. Batchelor wanted to drive baseline from the far side wing, and she got bumped a little bit. Not enough for a foul call, according to the official. So turnover back to Nemaha Central. They go back to that press around half court, and then they fall back into the 2-3 zone. Honeyman catch from the far side wing, past the top of the key, Dollinghouse, and Honeyman gets it back. And Honeyman's pass intercepted. Good hands by Mary Luker, the 5'8 senior. She gets the steal back the other way, looking for a first basket of the second quarter. We are approaching the minute in. There's a three-pointer far side corner. That one is good for Lexi Hayden. Their first three of the day. Her first points. And it's 10-5 Sabetha, 6:50 to go, second quarter. Near side wing catch for Hallie Holthouse. Played point for most of the first quarter. Honeyman with catch far side wing. Now top of the key for Holthouse. Driving middle is Dollinghouse. Pull-up jumper on the jump stop is no good. Ball tipped by Garrity, but into the hands of Hallie Scobie. Sabetha looking to push. They got numbers. Right on the right side is Luker trying to take it herself, and she lays it in. So Luker now with four, and a timeout is called. Let's step aside for 30 seconds. 12-5 Sabetha over Nemaha Central. 6:24 left to go, second quarter, here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming live on the Sabetha channel at msgsports.net.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
6:24 left, second quarter, 12-5 Sabetha, leading Nemaha Central, the number four team in the state according to the latest polls. They're only behind Phillipsburg, Silver Lake, and Goodland, but they are certainly have their hands full here so far as they trail by seven. They have the ball out of the break as Dollinghouse, top of the key, gives it to Hallie Holthouse, far side wing to Addie Holthouse. Top of the key for Dollinghouse again, and working against Blue Jays zone. Just working around the perimeter, pass, catch for Addie Holthouse, and she's fouled from behind. Second team foul against the Blue Jays. That's going to go against Hayden, that is her first. Inbound for Dollinghouse. Pass fake. Another one. Looking for someone to get free. Now finally able to find Ella Larkin. Top of the key. Gives up to Holthouse. Catch in the short corner. Now top of the key. Addie Holthouse. One dribble. Pulls up 12-footer. Left that a little bit short. Offensive rebound. Shut up on the putback by Garrity is no good. Another try. This one is good for Addie Holthouse. She now has five. Leading all scorers. It's 12-7. 5:39 left to go. Second quarter. Bring it up against the pressure is Hayden. Goes to the far side wing for Carly Harder in for the first time today. Taking the handoff, but she traveled. Scobie and Nemaha Central gets the ball right back. Big score and a big stop. See if they can score again and start to turn this thing back in their favor. Dollinghouse to bring it up for the Thunder. Gives it up to the near side wing for Hallie Holthouse. High post catch. trying to get the backdoor cut to Garrity. Pass deflected out of bounds by Scobie. And no, they're going to say it was last touch by Nemaha Central. Good defense once again by Sabetha. The Blue Jays get the ball back. Luker brings it up. A screen from both sides. She'll use Haberkamp to go to her right. Pass the near side block. Cross-court pass. Far side wing. Harder. Surveys. Now gives it up. Scobie puts it on the floor a couple times. Now gives it up to Leah Luker. Luker in trouble. Gets it out of there. Haberkamp, top of the key. 4:53 to go, second quarter. Gives it back to Luker. Luker to Luker. Mary Luker stops at the baseline. Lob inside. Now kick out far side. Haberkamp triggers a three. That one missing everything but a foul. Off the ball. Underneath the basket. It's going to be a push. That's going to go against Nemaha Central.
Yeah, Mary went up for the offensive rebound and they got the foul pushing the back on Nemaha Central.
So that foul on Hallie Holthouse is going to be her first, team second. Both teams with two fouls apiece. Another team likely to get to the bonus here in this first half. Catch in the middle of the paint by Haberkamp that gets it out of there to Mary Luker. Pulls up. That one's short on the long two and a rebound by Ellie Ruski, the 5'2 senior for Nemaha Central. She gets it out of there underneath her own basket. And it'll be Larkin bringing the ball up. Give it back to Ruski. Hallie Holthouse with the catch. Pass fake now gives it to Addie Holthouse. The short corner on the near side. Moving around the perimeter, trying to expose that zone. Sabetha not playing too much ball pressure, now driving baseline, shot up. Larkin is blocked from behind by Lukert. Loose ball on the rebound, and Ruski saves it from going in the backcourt. We get another opportunity here. 3:55 to go, second quarter. 12-7, Sabetha leading Nemaha Central here in Sabetha. Cross-court pass, corner to corner, going to Ruski. Now goes to Dollinghouse. Pass fake, now gives it to Hallie Holthouse. She thought about the three as well. Sabetha really just staying right on the three-point line with their pressure. This pass deflected, intercepted. Harder gets the deflection. Sabetha gets the steal. Nemaha Central not wanting to pull the three. Drive and a kick to Haberkamp from Leah Luker. Now going baseline is Mary Luker. Gives up top of the wing. Top of the key. Three is good for Hallie Scobie. Scobie now has 5 points. And it's now 15-7 Sabetha. Now pass, trying to move it too quickly as Nemaha Central. They turn it over, a high pass for Ellie Ruski. Sabetha seems to be getting whatever they want on their side of the floor.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a, obviously you got a lot more varsity skill or, you know, that experience out of the Sabetha side. And they're finding their moments and they're taking advantage of them.
8-2 run here in the second quarter. Driving baseline is Leah Lukert. Good hands by Ellie Ruski to knock that ball free. Pokes it out of bounds. And the clock stops at 2:50 remaining here in the second quarter. It was 7-5. Sabetha lead. Now it's 15-7. Gruber checks back into the game for the Blue Jays. Inbound top of the key to Mary Lukert. Nice jab step. Step back three-pointer. That one's no good from the top of the key. Long rebound by Gruber. Immediately making her presence felt coming off the bench. Getting the start here this evening for Sabetha. Driving to her right is Lukert. Can't find anything. It stops. Good defense by Hallie Holthouse. Hands it off to Leah Lukert. And she double dribbled it. Turnover back to Nemaha Central. Reagan Garrity, the 6-foot sophomore, checking back in for Nemaha Central. She'll come in for Ella Larkin. Working that high post pretty hard for Nemaha Central so far tonight. She'll get a quick breather. Dollinghouse to bring it up. This is the far side wing for Ruski to break that little press that they do. Dollinghouse now finds a crease in the middle of the zone. Shot up no good on the runner. A rebound by Gruber. Ella passes to Lukert. Mary Lukert looking to run. Instead, she'll go ahead and give it to the near side corner. Kind of slow things up with Penn Batchelor. Looking down low to Gruber. They do get the entry pass. She's double teamed. Trying to get out of there. Dribbles to the high post. Now gives it up. Batchelor drives baseline. Shut up. That one's too strong. About 6 feet out. Rebound by Addie Holthouse with 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Addie's looking to push. Left side. Kicks it out. Dollinghouse wide open three-pointer. No closeout on the three, and she nails it. Tammy Dollinghouse with her first points of the day. And it's 15-10. Much needed basket for the Thunder. Bucks 40 now left to go. Here is Hayden. This is the high post. Gruber to the low post. And fouled underneath the basket is Haberkamp. And that'll be the 13th foul against the Thunder. They'll get it inbounded here. That one goes against Ruski. That is her first personal. Ella Larkin checks back in for Addie Holthaus. Keeping her legs fresh. Here's the inbound. Far side corner to Hayden on top of the key. Haberkamp. This is to Gruber coming off the screen and making the catch is Mary Luker. To defense by Hallie Holthaus on the closeout. And she is bumped. Luker it is. A little too aggressive on the defense for Hallie Holthaus. She picks up her second personal foul. 1:28 now left in the second quarter. 15-10 our score. Sabetha trying to add on to their lead over to Omaha Central. Big 7 matchup here. Gruber calling for it underneath the basket. She doesn't get it. Instead, they inbound it. The top of the key. Here's a high post look for Mary Lukirk. She wanted the foul call. She doesn't get it on the catch. She goes through her hands and out of bounds. So it's going to be a turnover. Castle was a little bit behind her. So the Thunder get the ball back, trying to break into that 2-possession lead. Stallinghouse with the fake pass. Now a catch for Larkin on the high post, and she traveled. So far, seems like there's been a lot of turnovers recently, but it's been a pretty clean game for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. Obviously, the fouls are pretty low, too. You would think, obviously, in a game like this, you see a little bit more fouls throughout, you know, both halves. But both teams kind of, as far as foul trouble and everything, playing a clean game as far as that part is concerned, and you alluded to it, Jared, the turnovers are happening a little bit more than they were originally. See if both teams can kind of clean that up.
Here's Hayden, near side wing. 1 minute now left here in second quarter. 15-10, Sabetha lead, trying to add on to it here. Make it a 3-possession game, possibly. Hayden gives up her dribble. Top of the key catch from Batchelor. Defended by Dollinghouse. Gives it up near side wing. Jump stop. Gives it up. Haberkamp to the top of the key for Mary Luker. 40 seconds left. Dribbling through her left. Defended by Ruski. Far side wing for Batchelor. Gets a screen from Gruber. Goes to her right. Hands it back to Luker. Hit defense. Omaha Central. Man-to-man. Drive right side. Underneath the basket. Luker can't get a shot to fall. Now pushing. Over the Thunder. Dollinghouse to the catch. Drive left side. Larkin pulls up. That one's good. Back to a 3-point game. And Ella Larkin with her first basket of the game. With a 5'9 senior for Omaha Central. 15-12 now our score with 8 seconds left. Going to her right is Luker. 5 seconds. Kicks in the corner. 3 seconds. Going to the left is Hayden. Shot up in the paint. No good. 1 second. And rebound for Omaha Central. And that is how the half comes to a close. A lot of great defense here in this first half. 15-12 is all the points we have so far out of this first half. We'll step aside for a couple minutes. We'll have our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. You are listening to Your Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College. Our score at the half, it's Sabetha 15, Omaha Central 12 here on Our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online on the Sabetha channel at msesports.net.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy 4 at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Join Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca December 23rd for their annual holiday open house. Enjoy savings of 10% off in-store merchandise all day. Some exclusions apply. And enjoy refreshments from 2 until 5 p.m. The holiday open house at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware December 23rd. All day savings of 10% off in-store merchandise. And refreshments served from 2 to 5. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Stahlbaumer Lumber. Your project starts here.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing to these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Bethel East, Nemaha Central, 15-12. Jared Sluppy alongside Logan Bitterman. It's been a low-scoring, high defensive first half so far.
Yeah, and we talked about it, both teams defensively. And then battle of the boards is going to be key in this game. Both teams' defenses have played pretty well for the most part, obviously. The biggest thing is, and you can see it, the difference for Sabetha, and one reason why they have the lead, the fast break. They're just getting up to the floor before Nemaha Central really knows what hit them. Obviously, Nemaha Central is going to have to do a better job of getting back quickly, whether it's make or miss. And the other thing is Sabetha, they've had it the entire first half. They haven't really gone to it the entire time. But the Sabetha posts, Sally Scobie and Jessica Gruber, and even Penn Batchelor, when she goes in down there, they're posting up. They've got it wide open. Sabetha's getting inside. They're just not, it's as soon as they get inside, they just can't get a shot off. They're just going to have to try to keep working inside, either hope that they can start getting the multiple to start racking up the fouls in the second half, or, you know, kind of alluded to it there before, the game and pregame, when you get inside, you look for the kick out, find the open person, hit a three.
Yeah, not a whole lot of perimeter shooting right now for Sabetha. It seems like they've had a couple looks, so they've decided to turn up. But also, as you talked about, when they make those catches inside, Nemaha Central has been able to collapse. They use their height as their advantage, like you kind of talked about also in the pregame. So now take a look at your point totals from the first half. First for Nemaha Central, leading the way in scoring is Addie Holdhouse. She has 5 points with a three-pointer and a two-point field goal. Cammie Gollinghouse also had a three-pointer. She is second on the team in scoring with Ella Larkin and Reagan Garrity, both with a two-point field goal in the first half. As for Sabetha, Hallie Scobie leads the team with 5 points. Mary Lukert has four with two-point field goals. A three-pointer for Lexi Hayden. She has three. Penn Batchelor has a two-point field goal. And McKenna Haberkamp has a free throw. So kind of talking about, we said earlier with Sabetha's second quarters, they were held to 8 points. So they really got to step it up here in the second half, play a full productive four-quarter game in order to get this win over the number four, Nemaha Central.
Yeah, and basically you're just going to have to do what you did in the first half. You know, just great transition defense. When the ball's moving around the arc, Nemaha Central's throwing it, you know, back and forth, trying to find the open girl or open person. Basically all you have to do is what's best to just do like you did. Quickly get there, help side defense, get back to your spot. Get out there quickly to defend them so they can't get a quick three off, or if they do, it's a little bit more contested, if you will, than just wide open. And then again, second half, this is going to come down to battle of the boards. You know, you don't want to give a lot of second, third chance opportunities, because if you do, that's when it can start coming back to haunt you. Meanwhile, Zickle's going to start with the ball, second half, off the scores table. Meanwhile, Zickle's only down three, you know, three-pointer ties it. But the biggest thing is you don't want to start looking yet at something like that. The biggest thing is when you come out in the second half, and a lot of coaches will tell you at the end of each quarter, it's a 0-0 ball game. You go out there and play like it's the beginning of the game, and you just keep doing what you should. That's what they're going to have to do here in the second half. You're going to have to come out and act like it's a 0-0. It's a brand new ball game, and see which team can start getting it going in the second half.
Should be a good one. Hope you stay with us. Our score after our first 16 minutes of action is Sabetha 15 and Nemaha Central 12. We'll be back after a couple minutes here in our Game of the Week brought to you by, on 92.1 KMCA and on the Sabetha channel, fscsports.net.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils. which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If you're toy shopping this year, don't miss the selection and the special toy sale pricing at Hein and True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca. Through December 31st, save 20% off toys. And these are name brand toys like Tommy, Bruder, and Big Farm. Hein's has a great selection of farm tractors and implements, construction equipment toys, and other toys that will bring hours of enjoyable playtime for your kids and grandkids. See the toy savings you'll find at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies at 307 Main in downtown Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we try to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2023, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Sabetha leads Nemaha Central 15-12 here on our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. Jared Sluffy alongside Logan Bitterman. Let's take a look and see how both these two teams have gotten to where they are so far. Nemaha Central 5-0 on the season. They're perfect in Big 7 play as well. Coming off a win against Perry LeCompton, 51-7 was the final there. And for that, they defeated Hiawatha and Holton on the road and St. Mary's. They had three road games, went completely flawless in that stretch, and their season opener was against Centralia. They won that one 54-37. As for Sabetha, they have been win-loss, win-loss, win so far with their most recent victory against Jefferson West. They lost to Riverside not too long ago, a week ago, 50-40. For that, they defeated Royal Valley 41-23 on the road, and then they also lost to a very good Wamego team. And then their season opener was a win against Marysville. So this is it for both these two teams until we go into Christmas break. Right out of the break, both teams get home games. For Nemaha Central, it'll be Jeff West. For Sabetha, it'll be Holton. So big games right out of the break. And how about Sabetha as well? You take a look, you go further down the schedule after Holton. You don't play another home game until February 3rd. You're at Hiawatha on January 10th, then at Perry LeCompton on the 13th. And then you play in the Burlington Invite on the 17th, and then you're on the road against Silver Lake on the 27th. So it's a brutal stretch of games right out of the break.
Yeah, and you look at a team like Sabetha so far, and you think about coming into the night, you just talk about it, their schedule so far between these two teams. If it's Sabetha girls, the two losses you've got so far, you're not necessarily upset with them, if you will, because Wamego is a great, great team in Class 4A on the girls' side. And Riverside's not a pushover. Riverside, in my opinion, they're going to finish top three on the girls' side. Just where is it going to be? I think it's Sabetha and Nemaha are the other two in the top three. It's just which order are they going to finish. Obviously, Riverside has the head-to-head right now over Sabetha. You look at that stretch, the Burlington tournament, the reason why Sabetha goes and plays in that every year is it's a lot more 4A, 5A type schools, if you will. It's teams you're not really going to see throughout the rest of the season. And then you got Silver Lake. Silver Lake's probably the top girls team in Class 3A, so you got a really a lot of good games to really test yourselves and see what kind of team you could be down the stretch.
Back underway here from Sabetha. Nemaha Central with the ball first. Top of the key, Hallie Holthouse fires away at three. That one shorts from straight away. Gets saved by Garrity. Gets it to Larkin, and she finishes. Fantastic hustle by the sophomore Garrity. We're talking about Riverside. They are actually currently the only team that's 4-0 in the league. They're 4-0, 6-0 overall. So how about the Cyclones? Off to a very good start this season.
And they have, obviously, they have Taylor Weiser. And how great has she been? Obviously, they have another girl, and that's Hallie Studer, the point guard. She has been, so far, pretty phenomenal this season.
Yeah, top of the league can be something to watch all season long. Here is Sabetha's first possession, already 54 seconds into the third quarter, and now a three-second violation against Jessica Gruber. So a turnover, and Nemaha Central will get the ball right back. Sometimes those officials don't really call that too liberally. Sometimes they'll really focus on it, and this time, unfortunately, Sabetha was caught napping a little bit with Gruber having that right foot in the paint.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, now you just got to play great defense here, and you've got to secure the defensive board, and you can't give up a second-chance opportunity at all.
Omaha Central could get a lead with the basket. Is underneath the basket. Hold Alice with the catch, and she's fouled going up. Misses the shot, just rattles out of there. That's backdoor cut by the senior after the high post catch. Ella Larkin working that high post so well. Free throws coming for the leading scorer for the Thunder. Yoshimis is off the right side, no good on her first try. Talking about Nemaha Central, they are currently 3-0. Sabetha 2-1. They are 2-3 right now in the league. Second free throw, that one rattles out, no good. Old House, a 62% free throw shooter, and now a double dribble against Sabetha. So another chance for the Thunder. And if you're Blue Jays, you can't have opportunities like that be squandered like that.
And you can see Coach Nate Babin was a little upset with that, and he might have a right to be there. Hallie Scobie dribbled it once, picked it up, was getting ready to pass it, and got hit from behind. Reagan Garrity, kind of fell on her a little bit, and it kind of pushed Scobie forward, and when she did, she lost handle of the ball, and it got double dribble call.
Pass deflected out of bounds, we'll inbound it for Nemaha Central. Here is Hallie Holthouse on top of the key for Dollinghouse, far side for Addie Holthouse. Moving around against that 2-3 zone for Sabetha. Far side catch by Hallie Holthouse after a couple screens in the paint. She can't get a 3-point shot to go from the far side wing. Long rebound from McKenna Haberkamp. Pretty good for Sabetha so far, doing all the small things right. Going to the far side is Scobie from far side wing. She gives up her dribble, now in trouble, hands it off. Gives it to Penn Batchelor, puts on the floor, defended by Dollinghouse, gets stripped by Hallie Holthouse, and they get the steal. Dollinghouse comes up with it, now going the other way. Ball poked out of bounds by Batchelor as Larkin was trying to bring it up. So Ella Larkin, the senior, will inbound it to Cammie Dollinghouse, the 5'6 sophomore, before hanging off to the senior, Addie Holthouse. Dollinghouse with a catch near side wing on top of the key for Larkin, far side for Hallie Holthouse. Comes fast, high post catch, and blocked from behind was Garrity. Loose ball on the rebound, picked up by the Blue Jays. Batchelor going to push. Batchelor is stopped by a double team. Now foul is called. A holding call. And is that going to be against Holthouse? It looks like it is. So Addie Holthouse picks up her second personal foul. That is her second. Team's first. Ellie Ruski checking in for the Thunder. Here's the inbound. Coming in for Haberkamp. Top of the key for Luker. Dribbles to her left. Gets stopped by Ruski. Man-to-man defense for Nemaha Central. Far side wing catch for Batchelor. Trying to get away from a bit of a double team here. She cannot. She gives it up. High post catch. Near side wing. Three-pointer on the way by Haberkamp. That one off the left side. No good. And a rebound picked up by Gruber underneath. She can't get the putback to go. And picked up by the 5-2 senior Ruski. She's fouled going the other way by Luker. So Mary Luker picks up. That's only her first, fortunately, for Sabetha. 15-14, so that defense by both teams persisting here so far in the second half. Dollinghouse brings it up, gives it to Ruski. Blue Jays give it far side wing. Holthouse. High catch Larkin, far side. Driving baseline is Hallie Holthouse. Puts up the shot. That one's no good. And loose ball picked up is Hallie Holthouse. I'm going to say it's last touch by Holthouse, so Sabetha basketball. 4:54 left to go here in the third quarter. Sabetha 15, Nemaha Central 14. Nemaha Central brings full court man-to-man. And going end-to-end is Mary Luker. She can't get the little shot to go. And another time for Sabetha. We've seen zero passes on a possession. Now whistle and a travel is called, and Hallie Holthouse going the other way. So after what was a pretty clean first quarter and a half, turned kind of sloppy.
Yeah, and you think about it, Nemaha Central started with the ball this half. They made it a one-point game. Sabetha's given them a couple opportunities as far as turning the ball over, and Nemaha Central is not able to execute.
Mentioned that Sabetha is only averaging 12.6 points per second half this season, and they have yet to score in this second half. Luker gives up a dribble on the far side wing, now gives it up to the corner. As Haberkamp tries to get away from trouble, she does. She dribbles out of it. Shot up is no good, but she's fouled going up. And two free throws coming for the 5'7 senior, McKenna Haberkamp.
And free throws are going to be huge. Obviously, we saw it with Addie Holthouse. she had a chance to tie it and missed both.
Haberkamp went 1-for-2 her last trip from the free throw line. And the first one too strong, no good. And needless to mention, Nemaha Central has not made a free throw yet tonight. They shoot 51.4% of the team. And as for Sabessa, they only have one make, and that's from Haberkamp. And collectively, they shoot a team total of 42%. Second one on the way. That one is no good as well. The rebound picked up by Ella Larkin. She'll push for the Thunder. Full court pass up ahead to Ruski from the near side wing. Gives it back to Larkin. High post catch. Hands it off. Briefly to Garrity. Now gives back to Ruski. Off the dribble. Gives it to Dollinghouse. Far side wing for Allie Holthouse. 4:07 now left to go. Third quarter. 15-14 still our score. Allie Holthouse, the intended target for that pass, was stolen away. Lukert has numbers. Right side. Shot up in transition. And a layup is good. Big time first basket of the third quarter for Sabetha's Mary Lukert, the 5'8 senior, makes it 17-14 Sabetha. Dollinghouse has a lane to drive, and I'm not sure if that was a pass or a shot, but either way, Sabetha basketball. Going back the other way, had an open Hallie Scobie, but the pass was too high. And it's a turnover right back to Nemaha Central. So it's having some opportunities, like you mentioned during the half, Sabetha's had some opportunities but just haven't been able to capitalize on.
Yeah, just rushing it a little bit. Obviously, that pass is kind of settled down a little bit. And don't pass it as high or as strong, and you might have a chance there.
Another turnover this time to Sabetha. Ruski trying to full court pass up ahead to Hallie Holthouse. It's picked off by Haberkamp. Brings up herself, now gives up her dribble from the Sabetha logo at midcourt. Gives up to the far side wing to Hayden, who brings it to the middle. 3:13 now left to go third quarter. She gives up her dribble. And now a timeout is going to be called by Coach Bauman. We'll take it with them. 3:10 left, third quarter, 17-14 Sabetha, here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Going more in depth with the Big 7 standings here. Riverside 4-0 in Big 7 play, 6-0 overall. Nemaha Central is a half game back at 3-0, 5-0 on the season. Sabetha, they are a full game back of the Thunder at 2-1, a game and a half back of first place at 3-2 on the regular season. Then Hiawatha and Holden are tied for fourth at 1-2, with the Redhawks at 3-3, Holden is 2-3. Jeff West and Royal Valley are 1-3 and 1-4. Fairly confident is winless in league play there, 0-2 and 2-3. 17-14 Sabetha leading Nemaha Central, big time game pre-Christmas with 3:10 left to go here in the third quarter. Sabetha with the ball trying to expand their lead out of the break off of the Coach Bauman timeouts. Haberkamp trying to hand it off, and looks like that maybe should have been a double dribble, but ends it up. Far side wing, driving baseline is Scobie. Now she's stopped by a double team. Gives it back up to Haberkamp. She'll dribble it with her left hand to the middle of the court. Good defense by Nemaha Central. They're going in a man-to-man. Sabetha in a 2-3 zone, and now Haberkamp accidentally bumped the official, so they're going to have to inbound it from the near side.
Well, it was interesting because the ball got tipped out of Haberkamp's hand, and she went to go get it, and right before she could touch it, it bumped into the official.
That's an automatic dead ball, so that's why Sabetha still has it here. Almost dribbling it away and getting it stolen was Lukert, but she gives it away to Gruber. Backdoor cut by Lukert, pass to her, is outside of her reach. So it's going to be a turnover to Nemaha Central. A lot of turnovers here in this third quarter, 17-14. And Sabetha has outscored the Thunder. Actually, no, we're actually dead even, 2-2. Now another turnover, this time against Nemaha Central. Just dribbled out of bounds, lost the handle.
Both teams just kind of rushing it a little bit. Just kind of to slow it down and take what the defense gives you. And obviously we're seeing that both teams are wanting to push it so fast and trying to get the fast break opportunities, and they're just running into those little mistakes.
There's a pass deflection out of bounds by Honeyman. So on the inbound again, here's Luker bringing it up for the Blue Jays. Crossing over to her right hand, he gets bumped by Ruski, and she'll pick up her second personal foul. Second team foul of this half. By the way, Addy Holthouse for Nemhan Central has three personal fouls. 2:19 left to go, third quarter.
Yeah, and you think about it for Sabetha, Addy hasn't really been in for a little while. This is your, if you're Sabetha, this is the opportunity or the chance where you want to try to score and get a big lead before she comes back in and has a chance to either tie it or help Nemhan take the lead.
Here's another foul this time. Let's see, is this on Ruski again? No, it's not. Instead, it's going to be on Larkin, but it's her first, team's third. Or team's fourth, beg your pardon. And Batchelor checks back in for the Lady Jays. Inbound near side for Lexi Hayden, the 5'7 junior. The inbound to Batchelor, trying to hand it off to Lukert. Ruski fell over, has a chance to drive, kick, free ball on the way. That one left a little bit short by Hayden. Long rebound goes to Hallie Holthouse from the near side corner. She'll bring it up for the Thunder with 2 minutes left to go, third quarter. Jab step for Honeyman, gives it up to Hallie Holthouse. Now right back to Honeyman. Far side corner. Now to Larkin. Puts on the floor once, now gives up top of the key. Ruski's going to fire away a long three. That one is pure. Rattles it home for her first basket of the day. And it's now a tie ball game, 17-17. Lukert kicks it, far side corner. Hayden drives, kicks. Batchelor had that one deflected. That's going to be a block by Honeyman, but an offensive rebound. Gruber can't get the putback to go from 8 feet. Another offensive rebound for Sabetha. Here's a three ball on the way by Mary Lukert. Left that one short, and a rebound by Larkin. And Larkin will give it up to Hallie Holthouse. Almost threw that away, but able to corral it down with 1:14 to go, third quarter. Far side wing for Honeyman. Gives it top to Hallie Holthouse. High post catch. Now near side. Three on the way by Ruski. That one's way off the mark, but there to make the catch is Honeyman on the offensive rebound. Now a three ball by Hallie Holthouse. That one's left way short. Back-to-back air balls for Nemhan Central. Rebound Sabetha. Now 1 minute now left to go. Pace of play picking way up here towards the end of the third quarter. Gruber makes the catch inside. She's triple team, kicks it out. Far side corner. Hayden fires away a three. Far side. That one's no good. Rebound for Nemhan Central. Hallie Holthouse looking to push with 45 seconds now left to go. Side 17-17. Now Ruski, give it near side wing to Larkin. Blowing it down a little bit. High post catch, Garrity. Backdoor cut. Shot underneath the basket. Fell and one. Ella Larkin with the shot and the score. She now has 6 points. And an interesting fact, she's the first player to have multiple field goals in a quarter tonight. It's 19-17 Nemhan Central with their first lead in a very long time, with 33.4 seconds left here in quarter number three. That foul goes against Scobie. That is her first, team's third. Harley Harder checking in, the 5'9 senior, in for Jessica Gruber. And cannot finish the three-point play. Loose ball out of bounds. That's going to stay with Nemhan Central. Yeah, at first, the official guy, he was going to point to Sabetha's body. Was starting to go to Sabetha's way, but then he gets the correct call and keeps it with the Thunder. This opportunity for Sabetha couldn't get that rebound. It was a long rebound. So Ruski to do the inbounding. And Addy Holthouse to check back into the game with three personal fouls. She has the top of the key down near side for Ruski, now top of the key for Garrity. Addy Holthouse, here's a shot by Larkin. That one's good on the catch from the high post. Took one dribble to her left side and rattled it home. Larkin now has 8.6 here in the quarter. Now a double team, far side corner near the half court mark, and trying to throw it off of Hallie Holthouse, and does so as Holthouse had her foot out of bounds in contact with the ball, so it'll stay with Sabetha with 11.3 seconds left. 21-17, Nemhan Central leading Sabetha, and the Lady Jays trying to make something happen here. They've only scored 2 points here in this quarter. Inbound, lob is stolen away by Larkin. Batchelor tried to throw it inside, now going the other way with 5 seconds left. Ruski gives it near side. Honeyman tries to fire it up. That's going to be way off the mark. But Garrity is there for the catch underneath the basket. The shot is not going to count. And that is the end of the third quarter. It's only 2 points for Sabetha. Now Nemhan Central leads 21-17. We'll go to the fourth after the break. You're listening to our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College here at 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at the Sabetha channel, MSCSports.net.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
They go to the fourth. It's been a fun one so far. A lot of defense. Nemaha Central leading at Sabetha 21-17. Jared Sluppy alongside Logan Bitterman. And we're back underway with Sabetha getting the ball right out of the break. Mary Luker with it, drives to the right side, into the paint, kicks it into the corner, three ball on the way by Lexi Hayden. That one left short. Offensive rebound, shot out by Haverkamp. That one's blocked by Addie Holthouse, and she gets the rebound underneath the basket. Button's foot was out of bounds, and he'll stay with Sabetha. Omaha Central wanting a foul against Haverkamp, saying she was pushed, not getting the call. Four fouls against Omaha Central, three against Sabetha. We'll keep an eye on that throughout the rest of the game as Hayden makes a catch. Near side wing out of the inbound. Far side wing. And on the floor a couple times is Batchelor. Now near side wing catch for Luker. Gruber had it momentarily. Now giving up top of the key to Batchelor. Gives up a dribble to Gruber from the beyond the arc now from the top of the key. And pass back to Batchelor. Almost lost it, but picks it up. 7:25 left in the game. That's crossover dribble. Left side. Step back. Long two by Luker. Partially deflected, it looked like, by Hallie Holthouse. Long rebound picked up by Larkin. She's double teamed. Outlet pass going out. Putting a double team and she's fouled. Good job by Nemaha Central remaining their, holding on to their composure. A lot of pressure brought on to Sabetha in the backcourt off the miss. That foul goes against Hayden. That is her second. Team foul number four. Haven't put it on the scoreboard yet. Now they have. Holthouse gives the top of the key to Larkin. Back to Addie Holthouse, near side wing. Sabetha 2-3 zone. They're doing that all night long. Talking about Omaha Central. Isn't able to get very many open looks because of how good that zone's been working so far tonight. High post catch, turnaround jumper, no good by Larkin. And a whistle and a foul against Larkin on the rebound. And Larkin in the paint, she's been so dominant this season. Well, in the third quarter, she had 6 points in that previous frame. That's going to be the second foul against Larkin. 15 foul, 6:51 remaining. 21-17, Omaha Central leading Sabetha. Inbound goes to Hayden. She'll bring it up. Defended by Dollinghouse. Good pressure brought on. For a half court line. Still trying to get past half court, and she does so. Going to her right. Dollinghouse. Manning with the heavy pressure. Man to man brought on by the Thunder. And now Lickert. Defended by Holthouse. Hallie Holthouse backs off a bit. Gets the screen, goes to her right. Gets past Garrity. Dribbles into a double team. Gets switched by the Thunder. Shut up is blocked. And Haverkamp couldn't get it up. Rebound by the Thunder. Larkin going end to end. She gets bumped, and it's going to be a blocking foul against the Blue Jays, looks like. That one's going to go against Jessica Gruber. That is her second. Team foul number five. Nobody for Sabetha with more than two personal fouls. And for Omaha Central, Addie Holthouse, the only player with more than two. She has three. 6:19 left to go in the game. Still 21-17 Thunder lead. Bobbing inbound goes to Ellie Ruski, the 5'2 senior for Omaha Central. To Hallie Holthouse. Well, I thought about the long three was Ruski. Now Hallie Holthouse will fire it from the near side wing. That one's still good off the right side. The heel of the rim. Long rebound for Sabetha. Mary Luker looking to push it up the court. I think she pushed Hallie Holthouse just a little bit to get free. Goes to her left. It's a screen from Gruber. Has a lane, shut up, and that one is good. Mid-range jumper for Mary Luker. It makes it 21-19. A timeout was called by Coach Bowman. So we'll go and keep it here. Actually, you know what? We got a full timeout, so we'll go and step aside. No, it is a Thursday. Yeah, we'll go and keep it here. So your thoughts on how this fourth quarter has unraveled so far?
Well, obviously we're just over a minute in to the fourth quarter. A lot of it that we saw in the third quarter, can both teams clean up turning the ball over here in the last quarter of play. And a lot of it Jared, I'm going to lead it back to who wants it more and who's going to battle on the boards and keep the other one off second chance, third chance opportunities. And then we see it with Sabetha. You can just tell it as soon as they pick up their dribble, any of them, as soon as they pick their dribble up, Nemal Sipple's right there. They're right on him, forcing them into either a bad pass or trying to get that 5 second call. Here's Sabetha. I think if you're coaching Nate Bauman and you're the rest of the girls, your biggest thing right now, Mary Lucas, you would think a lot of people would assume obviously he's your best player. You want to get it to her and let her try to attack the basket, try to put Nemal Central in foul trouble, or again, try to find the open player and get an easy kickout shot.
She has 8 points so far on the night. Nemal Central, though, has the ball out of the break. 5:43 now left to go, fourth quarter. Far side corner. Half post catch for Addie Holthouse. One dribble, fires. That one's good from 6 feet for Addie Holthouse. She now has seven, her first basket since the second quarter. It's now 23-19, the four-point lead once again for Nemaha Central. Luker getting past pressure. Risky backing off a bit, now getting back up into the face of Luker. Going to her right, trying to go inside and pass through the hands of Hallie Scobie, and out of bounds with a turnover for Sabetha. Pass just maybe a little bit too quick. It would have been a pretty short pass. Here's a pass that's too far as well for Nemaha Central. Darlinghouse looking inside, going to Larkin, that's over her head, and a turnover right back. So these are unforced turnovers from both teams here. Lexi Hayden bringing it up for the Blue Jays. From the far side, now brings it to the middle with her left hand. Back to the far side, defended well by Hallie Holthouse. Hands it off to Mary Luker. Goes to her left. Step back, three-pointer on the way. That one is good! Tough shot for Luker. Step back, three-pointer. And it's now 23-19.
Could be 23-22.
Yeah, I was going to say the scoreboard didn't look right there. Almost a steal. Far side by Batchelor, but it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunder. So Luker becomes the first person with multiple field goals in a quarter. Takes them four quarters to get there.
And this is going to be interesting. Obviously, Mary's sister Leah comes in for her. Mary desperately, you could tell she needed a break. We'll see how long Coach Bauman sits her and tries to get her back in, how long of a breather she's going to get.
That's very impressive, making that shot that winded. She now has 11 points, leading all of Sabetha scores. One dribble, pull-up jumper, 15-footer, no good by Ella Larkin for Nemaha Central. Good rebound by Gruber, trying to get away from a couple defenders, and she'll outlet it to Hayden on the far side. Across that court, gets double-teamed, wants some help out of it, gets it to Gruber. Hands it off. Now Batchelor works from the Sabetha logo. That's far side for Hayden. Dribbles it with her left hand. Stopped by some pressure brought on by Larkin. Now dumps it backwards to Gruber. Your side wing catch made by Batchelor. Nice pick and roll. Gruber's open. Left side shot up. And good. Nice pick and roll action. And Jessica Gruber has her first basket of the day. It's now 24-23. Sabetha now with the lead once again. 3:45 left to go. Ruski fires off the dribble. That one's no good. Long rebound maintained by Sabetha. Scobie hauling it down. Now a chance for Sabetha to extend their lead. Off a dribble. Hayden gives it up. Scobie, far side wing to Leah Luker. Luker, heavily defended. Now dumps it back. Shot up and no good by Scobie. Halfway down, popped out of there. But the free throw's coming up. Good moment. Jumping up and down, thought that one was going to fall, and pretty much everybody in this gym did as well.
Yes. That would have been huge if it did, because now, obviously, you're going to get two free throws at the line. If you hit both, it's still only a three-point game. If you make the shot and you get the and-one opportunity, not only the shot makes it a three-point game, the and-one makes it four.
First free throw is no good. Mentioned the struggles from the free throw line for both teams tonight. Sabetha still with only one free throw make, and Nemaha Central still has yet to make a free throw here tonight. 3:20 left to go, final quarter, 24-23, Sabetha leading Nemaha Central. Big 7 matchup here on KMZA and streaming online at the Sabetha channel. Another free throw coming up on the way, and that one is good. And Scobie makes it a 25-23 game. Here is Hallie Holthouse, dribbles to the top of the key, gives up to her sister, Addie Holthouse. Give it back to her sister, far side wing. Now top of the key for Ella Larkin. Gets a screen by Garrity. Darlinghouse now to Larkin. Short corner catch from the near side. Top of the key, high low. Nice look for Garrity, but blocked by Gruber. Rebound by Sabetha. Piedmont Central fans want a foul. They're not going to get it. Now less than 3 minutes to go. Cross half court. Hayden with her left hand gives it up to Leah Lukert. The far side wing and a bit of a bobble. Pitt Bachelor had it poked free momentarily. Picked it up and then gave it away. Piedmont Central still not happy about the last call. And now a travel is called on the far side by Hayden.
So it was interesting there with Pitt Bachelor. Piedmont Central wanted the travel call. Well, the reason why they didn't get it is because when she went to take a step, Piedmont Central actually poked it out of her hands. If she went to grab it, she took the 2 steps. Well, you know, you get 2 steps, obviously you got to be careful with it. That's why they didn't call the travel there.
Timeout is called, 25-23. Sabetha leads at 2:34 left in the game here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online on the Sabetha channel at msgsports.net.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
34 left to go in the game. Fun one here from Sabetha. 25-23. Our score, Jared Sluffy alongside Logan Bitterman. And this has been a real fun one. Let's take a look at some of the other games going on around the area. Troy, Clifton, Clyde going on. Horton at ACCHS. And catch that on our sister station, Care 93.7. Royal Valley and Pearland Compton going on, as well as Lynn at Blue Valley Randolph. Centralia at Wetmore. Axel is hosting Linden. And Jeff West is at Holton. Back underway for this one. Piedmont Central with the ball out of the break, trailing by two. Near side, wing catch by Dollinghouse, on top of the key catch for Garrity. One dribble, far pass to Larkin, and Larkin, and a foul is called against Sabetha. It seemed like it was a pretty clean contest there.
Yeah.
So that is going to be against Bachelor. That is her second. He's down number six, so free throws coming up. Both teams have 6 fouls apiece. His three-pointer on the way by Larkin. That one is good from just to the left, just straight away. And Larkin makes it 26-25, Omaha Central with 2:05 left to go. She has 11 now. So Luker gives it far side wing for Hayden. Just on the floor. Gets away from the double team. Now from inside the logo. Gruber gives it to the near side for Luker. Dribbles it back to the logo. Straight away with 1:49 left to go, defended by Dollinghouse. They're clearing it out for Lukert. Shot on the runner. It's good off the backboard. They cleared out the space for her. She took advantage, got past her defender, and made it home. She has 7 on the quarter, 13 on the game. It's 27-26 Sabetha. High post catch by Larkin. She fires. Full footer. That one's left short. And rebound loose. Picked up by Addie Oldhouse, and she has an open lay. She missed the wide open layup. And picked up by Larkin, and she's fouled going up. So Addie Oldhouse missed the wide open layup, but Larkin's there. Now a chance for Omaha Central to go up by one if she can make both of these free throws. 1:26 left to go. And like you talked about, the rebounds, Sabetha not able to get one there. First one is good. She now has 8 points on the night. We are tied 27-27. Other one, that one is no good. Rebound goes to Bachelor, and she is going to get a timeout on the sideline. Good call by Coach Bauman. So it's going to be a, what we got here, 60 or 30 here? Give me a 30. We'll go and keep it here then. Been a fun one here. What's the key is for both these two teams down the stretch here?
So with this last minute 23, we can see it. Obviously, Omaha Central just attempted their first bonus opportunities at the free throw line. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Obviously, Omaha Central has 6 fouls. So Sabetha and Omaha, it's going to come down to free throws. He's going to shoot them better, most likely. But if you're Sabetha, it's tied, and you got the ball. Now, Jared, a couple years ago, Substate was here in Sabetha. Sabetha hosted it. The championship game of that was Sabetha and Omaha Central on Saturday. Justin Fluke, myself, and Kellen Russell, we were doing the game. And the one thing that was funny in that game was Coach Hilton the thing that he had his girls do is they got the ball with like, it was like 5-6 minutes left in the game, and they stood at the half court line and just held it. They just held it for the entire rest of the quarter and went for the final shot. Didn't get it. They played two overtimes, and they did that in both overtimes. They tried to do that. Spezza came away with the win. We'll see if Coach Bauman still remembers that and see if maybe he wants to try to implement something like that and try to get the last shot or maybe get a foul and go to the free throw line with no time left for Nemaha to try to score.
Spezza gets across half court with 109 left to go. They once again clear it out for Luker. One-on-one with Hallie Holdhouse. Drive and kick in the corner. Three ball on the way by Hayden. That one's off the left side of the rim on the heel. No good. Rebound by Addie Holdhouse. 27-27 our score with 1 minute now left to go. Dollinghouse near side catch. High post catch for Larkin. Hands it back to Addie Holdhouse. Had an open look, but decides to give it up. Far side wing to her sister. Hallie Holdhouse puts on the floor once. Gives over dribble. 45 seconds left. Bounce pass. Top of the key. Now to Dollinghouse. Near side wing. Top of the key catch, far side. Thought about the pass inside to Larkin. 37 seconds left in the game. Hallie Holdhouse is going to hand it off to her sister. And they'll work from free throw line height. Everyone will. Far side wing catch for Hallie Holdhouse. 25 seconds left. And now coming across the paint, making the catch is Larkin. Kick it out to Dollinghouse near side. Cross court pass. And a timeout's called by Coach Hilgen. Didn't like what he saw. So, kind of like what you said, they did waste a lot of clock there. It was about a minute left, and they got all the way down to 18 seconds left.
Well, you can see what Coach Hilton's wanting to do, and you can kind of see it when Sabetha missed that three-point shot down here. You kind of knew maybe it was coming. So what NC's thinking in their, you know, their minds is it's a tie game. We're under a minute to go. We're in the bonus. The best thing to do is either try to get go quickly and get to the free throw line, but the only problem with that is you need to leave some time for Sabetha to try to come back the other way with the ball and maybe get a last shot, especially if you only hit one or don't even hit your free throw. The other thing Coach Wilson's thinking there is, okay, let's waste it, get down to, you know, he took it with 18 and a half seconds to go. A lot of coaches, I think, would have took it more around 12, 13 seconds maybe. But here, you take the timeout, you come out, you say, hey, get it up top, and you got to think it's going to probably go to Addie Holhouse. That's what you got to imagine for Nemaha Central. And you're going to tell her, you try to drive into the lane, and either you go to the free throw line, you make your shot, or maybe you find the open kick-out shot, you hit a game winner. If you're Coach Bauman, on the other hand, though, defensively, you got to tell your girls, do not foul. They drive lane, you get your hands up, you play perfect defense. If they call a foul, then there's nothing you can do about it, but you do not reach. You do not try to go for a block. You just get your hands up and make it a really tough contested shot.
Great analysis there by Logan Bitterman. I'm Jared Sluppy. 27-27 our score. Nemaha Central Sabetha with the Thunder getting the ball out of the break. 18 and a half seconds left. Hallie Holdhouse will inbound it. Gives it to Dollinghouse, and we're back underway. Here we go. See if they go to the last shot. Looks like they will. Sabetha back to their 2-3 zone. Not a whole lot of ball pressure, but on to Dollinghouse. 8 seconds left. Gives up to Addie Holdhouse. Here we go. Pass inside to Larkin. Turnaround jumper. That one is off the rim, and it falls in with 2 seconds left. And that is it. Larkin gets the game winner. And
wow.
Nemaha Central holds on and stays unbeaten. 29-27 is your final score. We'll wrap this one up here on our post-game show brought to you by VR Doors Real Estate in a minute. Once again, your final score. Nemaha Central wins 29-27 here on 92.1 KMZA. And streaming online at mscsports.net on the Sabetha channel.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Omaha Central holds on and stays unbeaten as they win over Sabetha from Sabetha 29-27. Take a look at our score totals from that contest here in a post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. For Omaha Central, leading the way in scoring was Ella Larkin, who made the game-winning basket. With 1 second left, it was a game-winning turnaround five-footer for the win. 8 points for Addie Holthouse. 3 apiece for Cammie Dollinghouse and Ella Ruski, and 2 points for Reagan Garrity. As for Sabetha, 13 points for Mary Lukert, as well as 6 points for Hallie Scobie, 3 points for Lexi Hayden, 2 points apiece for Jessica Gruber and Penn Batchelor, and a free throw for McKenna Haverkamp. So overall, this was a really fun one, back and forth, a lot of defense in the end. It's the Omaha Central that comes out on top. They now improve to 4-0 in league play, 6-0 overall. As for Sabetha, they fall to 2-2 in league play and 3-3 overall. Let's now crown our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank, and it's an easy one. It's Ella Larkin. I mean, she made the game-winning basket. She had quite the night inside, working from the high post against the Sabetha 2-3 zone. She made some clutch baskets when she needed to, scoring 6 points in the third quarter and 5 points in the fourth. So she is our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. So that's going to wrap it up for the girls' game. We'll have the boys' game coming up here in a little bit. We'll send it back to the studio. And we'll come back here in a few minutes. Again, our final score, Omaha Central wins at 29-27. Jared Sluppy alongside Logan Bitterman and Kurt holding down the fort back in the studio. Thanks for listening here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at the Sabetha channel at MSC Sports.